الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون وقال تعالى من أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى وقال تعالى ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون وقال تعالى وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه إن الذين يكسبون الإثم سيجزون بما كانوا يقترفون وقد ورد في الحديث عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يأخذ عني هذه الكلمات فيعمل بهن أو يعلم من يعلم بهن فقلت أنا يا رسول الله فأخذ بيدي فعد خمسا فقال اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس وأحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنا وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكن مسلما ولا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اسلام السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ برادرز Time is very, very short, so I'm not going to go in a lot of details. I read one hadith in front of you. And I'm just going to make the translation of that hadith and a little bit of explanation here and there, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts into my heart. First of all, at all times, we must thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for two or three great ni'mats that Allah has given us. One is iman. Without having asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for this ni'mat, Allah gave it to us. We were born in Muslim homes. And that is also not coincidental. Allah ta'ala chose us to be Muslims. It's only through the rahmah of Allah and through the mercy of Allah that Allah ta'ala got us born in Muslim homes. And then we are from the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great ni'mat that is. The greatest of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the leader of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Ba'adas Khuda, Tuhi Buzurub, Kissa Mukhtasar. After Allah, the greatest and the most holiest person is who? Our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala made us from his ummah. And the third thing is, my Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Rahmatullah Ali always used to say that we must thank Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala did not put our rosy in the hands of any human beings. Allah Ta'ala took the responsibility of our risk. So at all times we turn to Allah. The hadith that I recited to you, my brothers, in this hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes mention that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked that who is that person who will take these advices from me? هَاُولَٰئِ الْكَلِمَاتِ مَنْ يَأْخُذُ عَنِّي هَاُولَٰئِ الْكَلِمَاتِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ. He must make amal on it. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, or, he didn't say end, make amal end, no. Or, teach it to somebody who will make amal on it. There is a very great lesson in this one sentence of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. irim for you and me. That the shaitan gives us dhoka. He misleads us. He deceives us. Bhai, tame putte amal ni malai karta, to tame bijane kem kem kevana. That's the shaitan tells us this. If you don't make amal, why, how can you go and tell somebody else? No. The speciality of this ummah is what? Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. Whereas common sense will tell us that you are the best of people, taken out for the best, for the men, for the benefit of mankind. Tu'minuna billah. You should first have iman, and then do ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, and then do tanhauna 'anil munkar. No, the Quran doesn't say that. Quran says ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, that you enjoin what is right and you forbid what is wrong. Then the third thing is tu'minuna billah. Through the barakat of these two things, Allah will increase your iman. So similarly here also, what does Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Who will take these advices from me, make amal on it, or teach it to somebody who will make amal on it? Even if we are not doing something, some amal, we are not reading maybe our namazes, but we know namaz is faraz. That's a weakness in us. We admit to Allah Ta'ala our faults and our weaknesses. But we know somebody is not going for namaz. What stops us from telling, bhai, namaz, Allah Ta'ala has made faraz on you. Bhai, go for namaz. You don't tell him, I don't go for namaz. No. Through the barakat of that, Allah will put it into his heart that he will go for namaz, inshallah. So, don't let the shaitan deceive us that when we don't do a certain thing, then we don't tell others to do it. Similarly, Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman, Damat Barakatum, Allah give him long life, and Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Uloom, Azadwar. Again and again, I didn't hear this from him one time. One dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alna hadin muhtadin. Oh Allah, make us such that we are guides to other people. We guide them. Thereafter we say muhtadin. And make us also from those who have got guidance. Whereas we first, the common sense tells us that we must first say, oh Allah, Allahumma ja'alna muhtadin hadi. First I must be practicing and then I must become a means of guidance for other people. The hikmat in this is this, that through the barakat of becoming guides for other people, Allah will give me tawfiq to become muhtadin. From amongst the muhtadin, those who are guided. Allah give us all tawfiq, my brothers. Thereafter, as Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, I will take these five advices from you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught me by my hands. فَأَخَذَ بِيَدَيَّ Caught me. Sign of muhabbat, love. Affection. Yeah? Love, affection. And also softness, gentleness. What does it tell us? It tells us that when we make tabligh to somebody, or we advise somebody something, even our own children also, we do it nicely, with gentleness. The moment we are going to shout and we are going to scream, they are going to say, this old man just knows how to scream, why must I listen to him? Just Mauli Sahib here, he just screams, he shouts. Even in our homes also, we must get rid of this habit of screaming and yelling at our children. Nicely we make them sit down and we explain to them. Sit down with them as a family unit after Maghrib, after Isha for a little while. Do kitab reading. There are so many kitabs available. Fazail-e A'mal, Fazail-e Sadaqat. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Bayanat, they are available in English. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatum, his Bayanat are available in English. Sit down with them, read them. If some people are very allergic to all this Buzurgani Deen's kitabs, then in that case, take the Riyadus Salihin, the English one, available. Sit down and read with your children. This is how we make the tarbiyat of our children. By yelling at them, we don't make tarbiyat. And even now we can make amends, and if we have been doing that, stop it. Make them our friends. Bring them close. And so, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took my hand, and he made mention of five things. What are those five things? One is this, ittaqil maharim takun a'budan nas. Stay away, keep away from the disobedience of Allah. Keep away from the things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has declared as haram. What will happen? You will become the greatest of worshippers.
our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, I heard him saying, nowhere did Allah Ta'ala say that read lots of Quran, you'll become the greatest of worshippers. Read lot of namaz, you'll become a greatest of worshippers. Read lot of tahajjud, you'll become lot of great. Stay away from haram, you'll be the greatest of worshippers. One is the positive ibadat that we make, the other one is a negative ibadat. Stay away. Shaykh rahmatullahi used to say, tumne dekha, where did you say that and see that an employer tells you, don't work and I will pay you? Allah is that employer who tells you, don't do anything and I will pay you. Don't make gunas and I will pay you. I will declare you to be the greatest of worshippers. Ittaqil maharim takun a'budan nas. And there are so many incidents in the hadith. One hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we see that when a person is inclined towards making or committing a certain sin and he stays away from it out of fear for Allah Ta'ala, it is written down as a virtue, not a small virtue, depending on that sin. That if it's a very great sin, then it's a very great virtue. It's an ordinary sin, it's still a virtue. That it comes in the hadith, when a person makes a niyat, a person intends to do something good, and he doesn't do, it is written down as one reward. And when a person does it, minimal, how many? 10 up to 700 times. Or dusri taraf, when a person intends to do something haram, wrong, where it involves the disobedience of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he doesn't do it, man hamma sayyata, then what is it? It's written as one reward. Whereas when you intend to do something bad, it's supposed to be written down as a sin. No, written as one reward. And when a person does that sin, it is written as one sin only. Then you get in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get different incidents where you see that a person stayed away and kept away, and he abstained at that particular time from that particular sin, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewarded him. Time is so short, I'm not going to tell you, but the three people that were going, and they were traveling in a desert, and then they took refuge in a cave, and in a night a storm comes, and a big boulder comes down, rolling down the mountain, and it closes the mouth of the cave. There were three people, so one of them said, why don't we make dua to Allah, because there's no help to come, you can't expect any help at that particular time. They are muttar. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطْفَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Who is that one who takes the person out of his problem when there's nobody else to help him, and he's so hard-pressed, and he's in a situation where nobody can help him, only Allah. So he said, make dua and make mention in the dua some amal that we did solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and through the wasila and medium of that, we ask Allah Ta'ala to remove this difficulty. So one of them said that I had a father, mother, old, and both of them were very old. I used to feed them first, then I used to feed my children, and on this one occasion I went to go and look for wood, and by the time I came back, my father and my mother were all sleeping, both were sleeping. My children were crying out of hunger, and then they were crying even my catching my feet, and they were crying because they are hungry. I didn't give them food. When they got up, I gave them food, then I fed my father and my mother. From this we understand the position and the status of a person's parents. When I finished fed them, then I fed my children. Oh Allah, if I did it for you, then remove this difficulty. When he said that, Allah Ta'ala moved, made that rock move a little bit. The second person is the main person. And he is the one who said, oh Allah, I had a girl, a cousin, and I always wanted to fulfill my carnal desire with her. And on this one occasion she came, she was in some problem, and she asked me for help, and I said, I will only help you if you allow me to fulfill my carnal desire with you. And at that time, when I was about to do it, she exclaimed, oh servant of Allah, if you don't have the right to break the seal, don't break the seal. Oh Allah, I got up from there and I went away out of your fear, and if I did that for you, oh Allah, remove this difficulty. Allah tabaraka. Now, that was a sin that he was about to commit. But out of fear for Allah, he moved. And he said to Allah, if I did move away from there, because of the fear that I had for you, then remove this difficulty. And Allah made that rock move a little bit more. So we see from this that what a great virtue it is to move away from sin, and especially when a person is inclined. And the third person said that I had some workers working for me, and eventually I paid them. And this one person was not very happy with what I wanted to pay him, and he went away, he left the money. And I took that money and I invested it. I bought a pair of cow, a pair of whatever. And after some time he comes and the whole valley was already filled with animals, with livestock. And he said, give me my money. I told him, take all this livestock. This is all belongs to you. So he couldn't believe it. He said, you are joking with me. You are playing fools with me. He said, no, I'm not playing no fools with you. Take it. Oh Allah, he took everything away. If this was also for you, Allah, Allah removed this difficulty and Allah Ta'ala removed. They moved that rock a little bit more and they were able to escape from there. Another person, it is mentioned, the seven persons who will get a place in the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh. Amongst them, there is this one person, young person, who is invited by a very beautiful girl, elite, from an elite family, noble family background, pretty also, wealthy also. And he says to this young man, come and fulfill your need with me. And he says, Inni akhafullah, I am afraid of Allah. Allah will give him a place in the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Right? We have undermined this great virtue of abstinence from sin. We think that only ibadat is only stand long namazas and do whatever we want to outside, do any wrong we want to, earn haram money also, but there's long namazas and there's long sadqas and then long charities that I will give, it will offset that. No, it doesn't offset that. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was asked a fatwa, Ya Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, we want to ask you one question. Rajulun kathirul amal kathirul dham. Rajulun qaleelul amal qaleelul dham. Two persons. One person is a person who does lot of virtue, lot of good ibadat. But he doesn't abstain from haram, from wrong, from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And there's another person that he does very little amal, confines himself to the fara'is. Maybe it is Yasin Sharif for barakat in the morning, Suratul Waqiyah, maybe a little bit Awabin or Ishraq. We are all matlabis. But that also is appreciated by Allah. We all matlabis. We read Yasin so that Allah can give us barakat. No problem. Rightly so, we should do it. We are matlabis. No problem. Allah loves that. Dua is such a great ibadat. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ. But when a person makes dua for dunya, that is also an ibadat. One is dua, you make, oh Allah, make me pious, make my children pious, let me go for umrah, let me go out in the path of Allah, let me read a lot of Quran, that is also an ibadat. And when a person makes dua, oh Allah, give me wealth also, that is also ibadat, my brothers. Because Allah Ta'ala has declared it as ibadat. Nevertheless, so Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was asked, which of the two persons is a better person? So Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah said that abstinence from haram, staying away from haram is such a great virtue that you can't compare any other virtue to this virtue. La a'adilu bis salama. Salama means to stay away from haram. That is such a great virtue, you cannot compare it to the virtue of, you can't compare any other virtue to this virtue. Such a great virtue it is. So, my brothers, whilst we would like to become the wali of Allah, there is one ayah of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, people I want to become the wali of Allah. Wali of Allah, wilayat does not get distributed in a masjid. Wilayat gets distributed in the bazaars, in the shops, where we stay away from haram. Allah Ta'ala says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqun. We want to become the wali. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqun. What does it mean? Allah's friends are only those who abstain from haram, from wrong, from the things that Allah Ta'ala has declared as haram. Second advice that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, I only got 4, 5, 6 minutes. Second advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave is this, that وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَ النَّاسِ. Whatever Allah has given you, be pleased with it. Be contented. You will become the richest of people. Otherwise, my brothers, the stomach doesn't get filled. That heart doesn't get filled. The stomach gets full, but the heart doesn't get full. All the time, a person says, anedo bhai, anedo, anedo. Yeah, from morning till night, he sweats. He goes to the, at night when he comes back, He's not the same person. He comes back. He doesn't come back as a husband. He doesn't come back as a parent, as a father to the children. He comes back as somebody who is only interested in getting the dunya, getting to. He's got no time. He doesn't come into the house with a smile. He's got no time to talk to his wife. He's got no time to talk with his children. My brothers, that person will remain poor. And he will be in poverty for always till the day he lives here, till the day he dies. And there are so many people that who've got millions, yet they are poor. And there are so many people who are poor, and they are millionaires. And that is the thing that takes our peace away. That is the thing that takes away the muhabbat in the house. People haven't got time for their wives, they haven't got time for their children. So this is what the hadith says. It says that whatever Allah Ta'ala gives you, be pleased with it, be contented with it. You will become the richest of persons. Otherwise a person will remain poor all the time, even if he's got millions. Yeah. Comes in a hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, Oh Ibn Adam, Ibn Adam, tafarrag li'ibadati. Oh Ibn Adam, free yourself to make my ibadat. What will happen? I will fill your heart, I will fill amla sadraka ghinan, I will fill your heart with richness, with wealth. Wa asudda faqrak, and I will bring an end to your poverty. Wa illa taf'al. If you don't do that, then what will happen? Amla yadaka shughlan, I will fill your hands with busyness, with commitments. I got this also to do, I got that also to do, and I got that also to do, so that I can become rich. Walam asudda faqrak, and together with that you will get it, but I will not bring an end to your poverty. A person will always remain, and he'll have this fear, I mustn't become poor, I must have a fat bank balance, I must have a lot of this and that. My brothers, this is the thing that makes the people say, you know, I'm under heavy pressure. And I got no happiness, and I haven't got itminan qalb, I haven't got happiness in my heart. With all that, a person has got no happiness, has got no peace. So the only way a person can get peace is what? How? Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu. Oh, to the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is the sole property of Allah to be contented, to have contentment in a heart, happiness in a heart, peace in a heart, itminan in a heart. Is a sole property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah gives it to us when we remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when we don't remember Allah ta'ala, man a'radu an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan, for him is a difficult life with all his wealth. Allah saves us, my brothers. Yeah. Then another advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave is this, that be kind, show kindness towards your neighbor. Today we neglect our neighbors. If it wasn't for the work of da'wat and tabligh, people wouldn't even know who are their neighbors. But through the work of da'wat and tabligh, people go and they meet every brother, their neighbors, then they come to find out, why are my neighbors are Muslims? Sometimes people don't even know that they are Muslims or not, they're not Muslims, or who they are. So, we show kindness towards them, and that also Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us how to bring about a rapport, muhabbat, love, affection between neighbors. That when you prepare some food, put a little bit extra gravy in your food and send it to the neighbors. And when your neighbor want to use your wall and he wants to put a nail in there to hang something, don't refuse him. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi wa sallam used to come to me, and so much he used to stress on the rights of the neighbor that I thought that eventually the neighbor is going to be inheriting from me my wealth. So much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, used to stress and emphasize on the rights of the neighbors. Another advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave is this, that, wa ahibba linnasi ma tuhibbu li nafsika. Like for the people what you love, like for yourself. We like for ourselves braai, we like for ourselves biryani, we like for ourselves good food. When that food is finished, and our domestic who saw us cooking that nice food the whole day, there is nothing left, then we tell our domestic, well, go and make your own arrangement, or there is old food in a fridge or in a freezer, go and take that food and go and eat it. That is not insaniyat, my brothers. That's not insaniyat. And that does not bring about love, and that brings about hatred, enmity, hasad, jealousy. That is why jealousy comes about, and then that is why we find ourselves many times in problems. And the last advice that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, that لا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب. Don't laugh too much. Don't laugh too much. Become ghafil of Allah Ta'ala. Why? Laughing too much, it deadens the heart. And according to another riwayat, when a person laughs a lot, then the noor from the face also goes away. And that is a sign of what? Of ghaflat. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith said that if you knew what I know, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown all the ni'mats of Jannah, Jannah and all its ni'mats, and he was shown Jahannam and all the horrific things, the terrible things in Jahannam, all that was shown to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you knew what I know, you will laugh less and you will cry more, and you will run out into the forest, and you will cry and you will beg to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you will beg him to save you from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. So Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make amal on what I said. Jazakum Allah wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.